I find it quite interesting how people my age generally tell the time and the season by what's on television. Because we all grew up with this. This makes it officially Halloween.
Can I have an extra piece of candy for my stupid brother? He couldn't come with us because he's sitting in a pumpkin patch, waiting for the great pumpkin.
And I found something kind of interesting. The website thefw.com has put together a list of things that you may or may not know about the great pumpkin Charlie Brown, which is something that most of us grew up watching. Apparently, when Charles M. Schulz created the Great Pumpkin for Peanuts comic strip, he was actually using it to show the sacrilege of Santa Claus, which really makes a lot of sense, because if you think back to A Charlie Brown Christmas, it was about finding the true meaning of Christmas, meaning Jesus the birth, not Santa and stuff like that. One of the other things I thought was kind of cool, too, kids actually sent candy to Charlie Brown after it aired, because if you'll remember, Charlie Brown got nothing.
Gee, I got a candy bar. Boy, I got big cookies. Hey, I got a package of gum. I got it wrong.
So they actually mailed candy and other gifts to CBS, addressed to Charlie Brown. Any idea who the first adult voice, because they were children actors, but any idea who the first adult voice was? It was actually Snoopy, and it was actually the director that provided the voice for Snoopy. And finally, I found this fascinating. If you pay very close attention, Lucy is actually reading a TV guide featuring... herself.
I oughta slug you.
Yeah. Lucy is briefly shown reading TV guide that has a picture of herself on the cover. It happened after Linus writes his letter to the Great Pumpkin and walks past her to mail it in the mailbox. But as we grow up and our mind changes a little bit, didn't you just once want to hear Charlie Brown do this?
I got 5 pieces of candy. I got a chocolate bar.
I got a quarter.
I got a rock.
Oh, come on. It was funny. With a commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor.